This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Friday it was quote-unquote obvious Ukraine would not be the last stop of Russian President Vladimir Putin's invasion. He said it's obvious that Ukraine is not going to be his last stop. If we break, he will consume next countries, including all the other states that at some point in time were part of the Soviet bloc, Zelensky said during the Munich Security Conference by video link. Zelensky added that Ukraine does not see the possibility of attack from Belarus in the near future. Belarus's president, Alexander Lukashenko, said on Thursday he would only order his troops to fight alongside ally Russia if another country launches an attack against Belarus, the state-run Belta News agency reported. Reuters correspondent Flora Bradley Watson has more.
Lukashenko said his country did not want to fight, but was prepared to if provoked.
We are peaceful people. We know what war is. We do not want war. There's no way we are planning to send our troops into Ukraine unless you show aggression to Belarus from there.
Lukashenko, who is one of Russian President Vladimir Putin's closest allies, said Moscow had never asked Minsk to go to war in Ukraine. Belarus did, however, allow the Kremlin to launch last year's failed offensive on the Ukrainian capital Kyiv from their country.
Militants launched, that's Reuters correspondent Flora Bradley Watson, militants launched a brazen attack on the police headquarters of Pakistan's largest city on Friday, officials said, as the sound of gunfire and grenade explosions rocked the heart of Karachi. Two of the attackers were killed and at least one security official wounded. Pakistani Taliban, in a brief statement, claimed responsibility for the assault. This is VOA News. Joint naval exercises, including South Africa, Russia, and China, get underway in waters off South Africa's east coast Friday, despite U.S. concerns and Ukrainian condemnation. Kate Bartlett reports from Johannesburg.
While the West is upping its arms shipments to help Ukraine fend off Russia's invasion, South Africa begins war games today with Russian warships that proudly support the offensive. Russia's Admiral Gorshkov, which arrived in Cape Town this week, is marked with the Kremlin's pro-war symbol, the letter Z. Say the optics of South African servicemen aboard the frigate near the one-year anniversary of Russia's invasion would be a coup for Moscow and a shame to the country of freedom fighter Nelson Mandela. Kate Bartlett for VOA News, Johannesburg.
Taiwan's defense ministry says a Chinese weather balloon has landed on one of its outlying islands amid U.S. accusations that such craft have been dispatched worldwide to spy on Washington and its allies. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
A ministry statement on Thursday explained the balloon carried equipment registered to a state-owned electronics company, reached by phone. A publicity officer at the company, identified in the report as Taiwan Wireless Radio First Factory, said it had provided electronics but had not built the balloon, adding the balloon was likely among those launched daily to monitor weather and was probably set off from the coastal city of Chimen with no fixed course. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The death toll from New Zealand's cyclone has reached 8, with thousands unaccounted for, 4 days after the nation's most destructive weather event in decades brought widespread flooding, landslides, and power outages. It struck the country's north on Monday, and Prime Minister Chris Ipkins said Friday that 3 more fatalities had been confirmed since Thursday, and police feared for other missing persons.
We now know that 8 people have lost their lives as a result of the cyclone, and our emergency services continue to hold grave fears for others. Police report that there are 4,549 persons reported as uncontactable.
He says a team of officials is working to narrow that list down as quickly as possible. A power outage in a terminal of New York Kennedy's International Airport has stretched into a second day. The outage has stranded passengers and forced flights to be canceled or diverted to other airports. The airport operator said in a tweet late Thursday that Terminal 1 would remain closed Friday due to electrical issues. An Air New Zealand flight was 2/3 of the way across the Pacific Ocean when it had to make a U-turn and head back to Auckland. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.